Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, January 9th, is the feast of Blessed Pauline Jericho. We'll get to her in a moment, but first, a miracle. On May 29th, 2012, a 3-year-old girl, Maylene, experienced a life-threatening incident when she choked on her food. Her father, Emmanuel, recalls the harrowing moment when her heart stopped as he held her in his arms. Thankfully, she was resuscitated by paramedics. However, she fell into a coma and her health worsened. The medical team suggested withdrawing life support, but during this critical period, a parent from Maylene's school informed Cardinal Barberin of Lyon about her situation. The cardinal then initiated a novena seeking the intercession of Pauline Jericho for Maylene's recovery. Remarkably, on the day the novena concluded, as Maylene was being transported to hospice care, she regained consciousness in the ambulance, calling out for her mother. Her neurological functions restored, and by December she left the hospital in excellent health. Then on December 22nd, when Emmanuel, her father, was out for a stroll with Maylene, they ran into the neurologist who originally treated her on the streets of Lyon. Surprised, the doctor asked, "And who is this?" And Emmanuel, her father, said, "Why, this is Maylene." To which the doctor, in an astonished reaction, responded, "Impossible." However, we know nothing is impossible to God. This extraordinary recovery was deemed a miracle attributed to the intercession of Pauline Jericho, paving the way for her beatification, which we were blessed to participate in May of 2022. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Pauline Jericho was born in Lyon, France, in 1799, and she grew up in an age, shortly after the French Revolution, which sought to rid France of faith in God and establish society on science and reason alone, much like our culture today. Many of her family and friends had little interest in religion or prayer, and they knew almost nothing about their faith. In her diary, she writes, "The spiritual ills of my country were increasing before my very eyes, and I was convinced that the interior intuitions that showed them to me so clearly arose from the very heart of truth. My great desire was that I be allowed to fill the hearts of believers with the same deep and vivid sense that God had given me of his great indignation against his people and the power of prayer to dispel it. I had heard of great results from the use of the rosary, and I hoped it possible to revive the devotion in France, believing it would calm the anger of heaven and produce living fruit in the souls of men." And though Pauline was just 27, and she was not a religious, certainly not a priest, still she desperately longed for a way to set the hearts of men and women on fire for Jesus. And she recognized that every time the church was in a similar crisis, it was Our Lady and the Rosary that renewed it. Pauline knew that Mary and the Rosary could lead the world back to Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 1826, Pauline began to gather people in groups of 15 to pray the rosary. She also gave them good books for meditation, because she knew the rosary was meant to be a meditation on the life and teachings of Jesus, and not just a mechanical saying of words while our mind wandered. So her method was simple. Invite people to come together and pray the rosary. Give them something good to think or meditate upon when they pray. And she called it the Living Rosary. And after just 5 years, it spread to every country in Europe. And within 8 years, there were more than 1 million members, with no social media. Pauline wrote, "The rosary groups should invite anyone, the good, the mediocre, and others who had nothing to offer but their goodwill. 15 pieces of coal. One is well lit. There are 4 or 5 that are half lit, and the rest not lit at all. Put the 15 together, and you have a blazing fire." I guess Pauline had a different idea of what it meant to be half lit. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the 1930s, an introverted tailor named Jan Tiranowski joined the Living Rosary movement in Debniki, near Krakow, Poland. During World War II, his parish, St. Stanislaw, was overseen by Silesians. However, on May 23, 1941, the Gestapo arrested the Silesian priests and sent them to Dachau, where many perished. Before their capture, the Silesians entrusted Jan Tiranowski, this humble layman, with the task of guiding the youth. Tiranowski invited them into the Living Rosary movement. Selecting leaders for each group, he held weekly sessions in his apartment, teaching the leaders the spiritual basics along with providing personal spiritual guidance. Among those mentored by Tiranowski was a young man named Karol Wojtyła, whom he chose to lead one of the Living Rosary groups. Tiranowski influenced Carol's spiritual development. He introduced him to the works of John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, and helped him understand their teachings. And he also played a crucial role as Karol Wojtyła's spiritual director, helping him realize his calling to the priesthood, for Karol had initially aspired to be a playwright, and later acknowledged that without Jan's guidance, he might not have pursued the priesthood. And this same Karol Wojtyła eventually became Pope St. John Paul II, who went on to bring the gospel to 129 countries and did more to reinvigorate the Catholic faith than maybe anyone since St. Paul. Think about it. One introverted layman personally invested in one young person, and the whole world was changed. But it all started with a young woman who began the Living Rosary movement. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady is the remedy God has sent to the world, and she has asked us to do our part by praying the rosary every day. And it's powerful that all over the world, people are learning their faith and learning how to meditate at the School of Mary in the rosary through this podcast. But I know what a mother loves most, when her kids come together. And I've always wished, desired, longed for people to invite family and friends to get together for friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Just invite them for a meal or dessert or drinks, pray the rosary together, and then have a good conversation about whatever struck them during the rosary, like Teresa and I do after this podcast. My 86-year-old father gets 10 to 15 people together every Thursday to do this. And there are others out there. But what if we all lived the Living Rosary movement in this way? Imagine. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, there is something I'm frustrated with God about.
Oh.
It has always, as I said in the podcast, it's always been my desire that people would come together like the Living Rosary movement. But I don't know how to, I don't know how to do it or to get people to do it.
Well, I think one big part of it that's clearly outlined in this meditation is you kind of need spiritual leaders, even people who don't think they're qualified for it, but people who will bring others together.
Yeah, I mean, you need a ringleader.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Taranowski was a ringleader. He invited other people. My dad is a ringleader. He invites other people. That's the key. The key is people who will invite others.
But I will say, I personally think the key to getting friends together to pray the rosary is to just hang out with people and then finish everything by being like, hey, why don't we just pray a rosary before everyone heads out?
I agree. Partly.
Partly? Well, it depends on the context.
It does depend on the context, and I want you to speak more about the context. But I also, I've always loved that we do just this, that we pray and then we have a conversation together on the meditation.
Yeah.
Because that, it does a couple of things. It really helps you process the meditation, but having good conversation deepens friendship.
Mm-hmm. And I think praying the rosary together is a good transition into good conversation. You can spend a whole evening with people having fun and talking about things that are relevant and recent and catching up, but a rosary is a really good way to slow down and then reflect for a little bit and then share your reflections afterwards.
Yeah, because When we only talk about surface level things, it actually causes the relationship to be surface level. And then we get bored with the relationship. But if we can talk about more important things, deeper things, it deepens the relationship. So there's a vital ingredient here to enabling marriages and families and friendships to go deeper through prayer and good conversation.
I was very lucky in college, especially, to have a tight-knit group of friends that were all very dedicated to the rosary. So far that it was the best setup for praying together. But in college, my brother had a house full of guys, and they would have these really big parties where we'd have everyone from our Catholic campus center over at the house. It was just packed wall to wall. And at the end of the night, they would signify that they were all going to bed by praying the rosary. And then everyone just kind of, everyone either goes their separate ways, or you plop down on the couch with some tea and you pray the rosary together. And after that, usually, it'd be a good time to finally just sit down kind of in a circle in the living room, share your reflections. But I think by far the best witness to the rosary I've ever seen in my life, and I'm so sorry that it's not you, but someone you probably to some degree mentored and inspired, was my friend Cameron Czar. He's the bassist in our band, and he was always the number one person in our friend group who would just be like, we're praying the rosary now. And I remember after one band practice, even, it was like, you know, we play until like 10 or 11, and then the band all heads out, and he suddenly pops back into the house, and he's like, I locked my keys in the car. And he sits down, he calls the locksmith, and he's like, it's gonna be about 15 minutes, so we have enough time to pray a rosary. And so he and my roommates just prayed a rosary right there. And funny enough, that was actually when I found out he was about to propose to his now fiance. So it was just a funny setup, but it led into good conversation. And when I thought about it more, he was always the one when we were heading back from a metal concert late at night, he'd be like, and now we're going to pray a rosary. So there were so many opportunities that I wouldn't have necessarily seen that he always grasped. So there were a lot of car rosaries and, you know, after a big party, things like that. But you'd think that there are some contexts where it doesn't fit. And I just think it takes the right kind of person.
Yeah, I actually don't think there's any context where the rosary doesn't fit. I love the kind of the motto you guys had up there, that you pray the rosary every night at 9 p.m., even if it's 4 a.m.
Yep. It's always 9 p.m. sharp, no matter when you start.
But this was always my desire, my dream, that people would do just this, just hang out and then finish with the rosary and some good conversation.
Yeah.
But it takes a person who's going to invite people to come together and to do what Cameron did, just initiate.
Yeah, I think you just got to throw it out all the time and get a lot of no's. But usually it was like, hey, have you prayed your rosary? It wasn't always, we're going to pray a rosary right now, but it was very often, have you prayed your rosary? Ah, I've got to do that before bed. Well, let's pray it together. Otherwise, you're going to fall asleep.
It's certainly easier when you have a group of people who've made the commitment to pray the rosary every day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's where people start. Find one other person who has made the commitment to pray it every day and get together with them and then invite others. But how do you do it in a way, Teresa, that's not annoying or nagging?
First you say, hey, can I make you some tea? But yeah, nagging isn't the right word, but it's inviting people into what you're already doing. Like my friend Kat is another person who's really good about doing this, because she's always like, she has a ton of timers on her phone and they'll go off at random times. And usually it's like, oh, I've got to drink water right now. Or, oh, I need to be praying a rosary right now. Want to pray? So it's very easy to say no. I'm also already very close to these people, which helps. But I think there have been a few times where we've even sprung it on people who aren't even Catholic, but they'll be like, I'll just sit around. I mean, we're already pretty cozy in the living room, and you did make me tea, so I might as well listen. Like,
And you and I have both had many experiences of being with a group of friends, family and friends, where there are some non-Catholics, and we just invite them to remain. We say you're free to, you don't have to stay, but you're welcome, and they do, and they love it.
It's peaceful and it's only 15 minutes.
Were you with us in the Holy Land up at the Sea of Galilee when we had all the pilgrims down at the bar, and
Don't think I
at the end of the
was.
evening we prayed a rosary in the bar at the hotel,
That's so funny.
Yasser and Isam were with us,
No.
our two Muslim bus
I
drivers,
love Yasser and
and I invited them to stay and pray the rosary, and they did. They didn't
That's
know the words, but they
fantastic.
wanted to stay and
Hey,
pray.
they know who Mary is, and I'm sure at least that made sense to them.
Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. This is my prayer that God inspire us and show us a way with the help of Blessed Pauline Jericho for people to come together, just hang out, and then invite the people you're with to pray the rosary and have some conversation. And if you don't know how to have conversation, here's a wild idea. Play the Rosary podcast. Even listen to our conversation with Teresa and I. It might give you some ideas. Shut it off anytime you like. The point isn't to listen to us. The point is to pray, to meditate, and to have conversation yourself. Well, we're going to have to turn to Blessed Pauline Jericho more, that she will inspire us all to bring this into reality. Blessed Pauline Jericho, pray for us. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.